Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Welcome into today's show. I got a great episode for you guys on the importance of focusing on some of the key things I'm going to share with you guys today in this time of crisis in order for you to thrive, in order for you to get ahead, in order for you to come out of this stronger, wiser, more armed, more equipped, more dangerous to go out and dominate and make the income and have the impact and create the influence that I know each and every one of you are not only seeking but capable of. Now more than ever, as scared as I am also feeling this sense of calm and this calling to step up to a higher version of myself, to be that leader that I know I'm capable of being. And now more than ever, each and every one of you need to be that as well for yourself, for your family, for your coworkers or your employees or your community or your friends. Now more than ever, we need the plainclothes superheroes to show up. I see so many people being debilitated and shrinking and playing small and running for cover because of the fear and the narrative that's going on around this coronavirus right now, which rightfully so. I'm not going to downplay that. But fear is also a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a very interesting way of bringing awareness to our life. And in times like this, minute by minute awareness, second by second awareness. And this is also a great confidence building opportunity, knowing that you have to go through this, and how you choose to go through this time is what can either be compounded into confidence and turning yourself into this warrior, this gladiator that can go through absolutely anything no matter how bad it gets, or it can also expose how weak you are and how soft you are. And I don't want to see this virus become something that promotes and creates more weakness in the people that are capable of stepping up in times like this. Because the virus isn't the only thing that's contagious. Fear is contagious. Bad decisions are contagious. Gossip, complacency, the list goes on. There's a lot of things that are much more contagious than this virus right now. I can tell you that much. And will do much more damage, not only to you and your life, but to our economy, to businesses, to other people around us in the world. And I'm calling all of you superheroes to step up and be the leader that you're capable of, because I see so many people crying and playing the victim mode and talking about all of this shit that they can't control. You need to stay focused on what you can control to keep your mental, physical, and emotional state strong. Now more than ever, you need to be more disciplined and more focused and more organized and more united and more positive and more optimistic, and the list goes on. And some of the things that you can be focusing on right now, number one is how you start and finish every single day. Your morning and your evening routine are going to be critical to keeping you in the lines doing what you need to do on a daily basis. Don't stop and give yourself permission to go binge watch Netflix for a week. Okay, if you want to do some things to slow down and to be present and get connected and get your priorities in order, then do that. But you should already have that figured out anyways. And if this is that time that you're giving yourself permission to do that, okay, but put it in a time block. That doesn't need to take up your entire day and give you permission to go out and be lazy. So your morning routine. Continue waking up early. Continue making your bed. Continue doing your exercises. Get dressed up as if you were going to work. Make sure that you're time blocking. Make sure you're getting on your phone calls or your teleseminars. Work outside when possible. Listen to music. Eat healthy. Do the things in the morning and the evening that optimize you to show up as your best mentally, physically, and spiritually. Here's another thing you need to be focusing on and bringing your awareness to, because I found this in myself. I've watched probably more news in the last few weeks. I'm not a fan of the news, but because of what's been going on, I want to be in the driver's seat and at least acknowledging that I am aware of what's going on and equipping myself with the opportunities to make the next best choice that serves me, serves my goals, and keeps me moving in the right direction. But I also found that in this process of plugging into all these different channels and resources, my anxiety was up, my fear was up, my frustration, my anger was up. And one of the best tools that Tony Robbins has given the planet is this ideology and awareness around state control. I found myself over the last week, and maybe you have too, in a state of anxiety, a state of fear, a state of doubt, a state of insert whatever negative emotion you might be feeling. And as I went back and started acknowledging that I'm in these states, and you may be going through this as well, I want you to pay attention and focus on what state are you in throughout the day. And then ask yourself these series of questions. As you identify what state you're in, being that most of the time when your awareness comes up around that, it's most likely going to be in a negative state. So let's say you're in a state of anxiety. Well, after that, what state do you want to be in? I want to be in a state of calmness, or I want to be in a state of confidence, or a state of happiness. The next question is, once you acknowledge what state you want to be in, what can you do differently right now that by doing that, it immediately knocks you off of the state you were currently in and allows you to pivot? For me, it's things like turning on music and jumping up and dancing, throwing on a smile on your face. I don't know about you, but I can't smile and be pissed off. It feels weird, it looks awkward, and it's the truth. I can sit down, drop to the floor, do 50 push-ups, do 100 jumping jacks, hit some sit-ups, something that is a pattern interrupt and puts you on a new path or a new trajectory. Then once you finish what you can do differently and do it differently, now identify what are you going to focus on. I'm going to focus on X, Y, and Z, the things that I can control. I can go and organize my calendar. I can go in and reconcile my bank account and know where my finances are at so I'm not feeling anxiety. I can go in and do whatever it may be, right? So where are you going to focus your mental and your physical energy? And then what activity are you going to pair with it? How are you going to move your body? What action are you going to take to have your mental and your physical align? So create more awareness around your state control as we're going through these highs and lows and a lot of the uncertainty that is going to be following us around for quite some time. Because I don't want to see many of you continuing to focus on the things that absolutely have for you, you have no control over them. You can control your mindset and you can control your actions. And now is the time to maybe recalibrate. It's the time to revisit your plan or revisit your goals and make the necessary adjustments. It's the time to double down on your relationships. It's the time to double down on investing in your education or a coach or a mentor or a community. Because now more than ever, you want to be surrounded by the encouragers, the motivators, the action takers, the people who are going to be moving in the right direction. And you can stay in that wake. You can experience the ripple effect and the compound effect by having those people around you. Be smart. People are putting stress on the system with bad decisions, or putting stress on themselves, their bodies, their minds, their families, their businesses when they don't have to. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of work that needs to get done and a lot of challenges that are going to be presented. But in this process, a ton of silver linings and massive opportunities. Now is the time more than ever for you to show up. Show up and show up big and show up every single day. Now's not the time to take time off. Warriors get to work in times of toughness. And if I know you as a listener of the Millionaire Mindcast, you're already an outlier. You wouldn't be seeking financial freedom and living like the 1%. You wouldn't be seeking to be an entrepreneur and live life and build a company on your terms. We were built for this. Entrepreneurs, individuals who seek results that 99.9% of the world don't get to enjoy or ever experience, are outliers. You are an outlier. You are the horse I want you to bet on. And as scary as it may be, saddle up and know that you have everything you need to go out and navigate these challenging times. We were built for uncertainty. Every single day as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, as somebody who is building a life on their terms by design, we deal with uncertainty every single day. How you choose to allocate your energy, your attention, and the action that is paired with it is going to be the difference maker that separates the people who come out of this thriving and leveling up 2, 5, 10 times versus the people that get absolutely crushed. We have a duty and responsibility to show up and to lead right now. I implore you to have that relentless faith in yourself. Keep moving forward. Keep the hope. Keep the discipline. Keep taking action. Keep that faith and know that if there's anything you need, anything I can do to support you, hit me up. Text me at 844-447-1555. If this message resonated with you today, tag it, share it with somebody. If you haven't left a review yet, leave a review on the podcast. Help us spread this positivity during this time, most importantly. With that being said, let's get to work, guys. March on. Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Wealth Building Wednesday. If you have any additional questions that you want us to answer on the show, head over to go.millionairemindcast.com and submit that question. And by doing so, you also get entered into a monthly giveaway of over $1,100 in prizes. That's go.millionairemindcast.com. And if you got some great value from today's show, be sure to leave a review, subscribe so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. Most importantly, share this episode with someone that you know can get some insight and some value from what was talked about in today's episode. Now, if you're someone who is truly serious about building wealth, whether that's through real estate or the equities markets, we all know that you can accelerate those goals and those achievements by being in proximity to conversations, to resources, to other individuals. And you can do that by heading over to therichlifeacademy.com and join our community for just $7 a month and get involved in the conversation, get involved in the community and be surrounded by other people who are actively pursuing and achieving the goals that you too are going after in your own life or in your own business. Or if you are really serious about elevating your network and accelerating your growth, go to ineedaccountability.com to join our 90-day accountability group challenges that are running year-round. And this is where we place you into a group with 5 other hand-selected, hard-charging wealth builders who are setting goals, who are tracking those in our software with the success mentor that is given to those 5 individuals in that group and is actually holding you accountable to tracking and achieving those collectively as a group. And if you want to know more about what that entails, go to ineedaccountability.com. Or if you are someone who is further down the path with your wealth building and you're ready to go vertical, you're ready to scale, and you want to know more about our elite one-on-one wealth acceleration coaching packages, which entails working one-on-one directly with myself or Ryan or other wealth advisors in our community, email mattie@millionairemindcast.com to learn more. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.